Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And a great Friday afternoon to you on the second full day of the NCAA basketball tournament. It's also been a great day for the Nittany Lion wrestling team at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis. A warm welcome to each and every one of you on this Friday, including Kevin Herr.
Thank you, sir. I'm not having a great start to Friday on the brackets, by the way.
Why?
The upset special that I gave you did not come through. Texas only decided to play for the last, you know, the second half, and that was it.
Well, you picked the wrong 11 seeds. I picked both Colorado and NC State, my man.
I did pick the wrong 11 seeds. You're absolutely right.
I picked both Colorado and NC State to advance.
Are your Final Four still intact? How about your Sweet 16?
Oh, I'd have to even look at that. I'm not sure. I'd have to look.
I lost two in the 16. I lost two in the 16. Wichita State kind of hurt a little bit last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, came back, and then they couldn't hit shots at the end. Let's get to the wrestling story first.
Okay.
Penn State right now is way in front. They have 78 points, and Iowa is 57 in second place. That's a huge lead. Penn State has five All-Americans, which means they have five semifinalists. They went 5-2 today in the quarterfinals. Nico Megalunas won. He beat Sanders from Minnesota, the number two seed. Frank Molinaro won at 149. David Taylor in a pin, 30 seconds.
That just doesn't happen at this level that fast.
It does with him. He's incredible.
Is unbelievable.
We're going to find that loss to Bubba Jenkins last year is going to be the only one he has in his career. Ed Ruth won, came over the big third period and won. And Quentin Wright, the defending national champ at 184 out of Baldy Galeria, he's hit this time of the year. He's in the semifinals. All five of the one, they're in the semifinals. Now, Cameron Wade at heavyweight and Dylan Alton have to wrestle back. And they started the wrestle back. They lost in their quarterfinals today. Penn State went 5-2 today in the quarters. Megalunas, that's the one that has everybody sitting back going, wow. Molinaro, Taylor, and Ruth did the expected. And Quentin Wright, when you're the defending national champion, are we really surprised that you're back in the semifinals? He knows what time of year it is.
Honestly, I was not surprised by Megalunas. I told you before, I don't know what he's going to be like in a couple of years, but he's just good now. I have no idea how much better he's going to be in the next couple of years, but he's good now.
Yeah, well, he was good today when they needed him. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And we'd like to open up the phone lines. How's your bracket doing out there? Where have you been able to score so far? I'll tell you who hasn't scored barely so far is Florida State. They're down to Mark Schmidt, St. Bonaventure, Bonnie, 7-2.
That's another one that's going to hurt a lot of brackets.
Oh, it won't. Florida State will come back. Yesterday, of course, Asheville.
I was going to say, I've heard that will come back
did not
before.
Asheville did not get the benefit of a couple of big calls down the stretch. And now, for those of you who are saying the officials cost Asheville the game, not exactly right. Okay? The officials cost Asheville a chance, an opportunity to win the game.
I was listening to the radio feed with Scott Graham on Westwood One Dial Global, and even he had to say, yeah, looking at the replay, that was wrong. And well, he's usually pretty conservative.
The out-of-bounds play, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly
the out-of-bounds play. Now, there's some that Dick Girardi was courtside. He said he thought it was going to be called a foul on Asheville. That Trice got hit.
Yeah, they hadn't talked about that.
That Trice got hit. He thought courtside was going to be called a foul. Okay, well, it wasn't. The lane violation, technically, is it correct? But that's ticky-tack. Goaltending call didn't go their way. But also, too, though, in the last couple of minutes of the game, Asheville got a little tight. And you could really tell when they were down five there at the end how they were trying to set up a shot. You think to yourself, you better get one up now. So they weren't exactly reacting well in the last 2 minutes when they had a chance. That's why I say they were denied an opportunity to win the game. They were not denied the game. And then there's Jim Boeheim after the game. They said, well, were you lucky to get out of here with a win? And he said, no. We really had it where we... I'm sitting there like, are you delusional?
We won? Really? I missed it.
I mean... Well, no, it was typical Boeheim. He denied seeing it.
I didn't see it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything's going on in my program. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. See, what he blows it is an opportunity there as one of the, quote, elder statesmen of the game to take a question like that and talk about the great job Asheville did. That, you know, that's what you're supposed to do in that situation. When you're one of the elder statesmen in the game, is that you show class. You know, Mike Krzyzewski has done that. Roy Williams does that. Rick Pitino does that. Now, you have to take those opportunities. You've won the game. You've advanced. That's all that really matters. I mean, this is not about style points at this time of the year. But Asheville put together a superior effort yesterday. Probably one of the best games that they've played against a team with that kind of talent. And, you know, whether Syracuse was sleepwalking or not, that's their business. Asheville didn't. Now, Asheville down the stretch mentally did not play it well. But the three calls didn't help. The goaltending, the lane violation, and the out-of-bounds play. The lane violation was called by... I'm not going to get into it.
Well, the out-of-bounds, that actually was almost a six-point swing there.
Well, it's a three-point game at that stage.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Asheville's about to get the ball with a chance to tie.
Yeah, that's a big swing right there.
Right.
By the way, I don't mean to change gears, but I just got this information, and I didn't have it when you were talking about wrestling. Bryce Butler of Bloomsburg has been eliminated. Corey Lear from Bucknell eliminated in the second round of the WrestleBacks. Okay. Frank Hickman lost in the quarterfinals. He's a Bloomsburg wrestler.
Yeah. He's
in the WrestleBacks. And DeCino and Petty from Bloomsburg also have lost in the WrestleBacks.
Wonderful. All right. Well, wonderful in terms of getting the news out there.
We'll have that on stevejonesshow.com, too.
Good. Let's have that up there, and along with the five Penn State wrestlers moving to the semifinals and getting All-Americans. Let's get all that news we can up there on stevejones.com. Keep everybody up to date. The Lady Lions will play Sunday. They're already there.
They were there 3 days ago.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, somebody said, they're leaving today. I said, you're leaving today? The game is Sunday. Not even the NFL leaves today.
They wanted to sightsee a little bit, relax. You know.
No, they are. They're going to New Orleans. Oh, well.
Yeah, just relax. You know, kick back.
What the heck? And, of course, the news I gave yesterday, I said Mac Glover was going to leave. I told you one other would. That is Trey Lewis. So Trey Lewis will transfer out of the program. Lewis is a guy that can shoot. He can shoot the ball. But the negative about his shot is it takes him too long to get the shot off. He does not have a quick release. So you really do have to run a series of screens to get him a shot because he can't get his own shot. And that's always a negative, and he does not have a quick release. That's why you saw him, I think he had his a three-pointer, I think blocked four or five times this year. And that's something he's going to have to work on wherever he goes next. He's going to have to work on a much quicker release of his shot, and he's not a good defender. Now, many freshmen are not great defenders, all right? Can you develop into a great defender? Well, you have to have the basics, and you also have to have the will to do it. He could have become a decent defender, I think. But again, this freshman year, he did not defend well at all. And he also did not play through pain very well. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. It is great to have you with us. We'll take your questions, comments. You want to comment on the transfers from Penn State? Want to comment on Bucknell basketball going to the round of 16 in the NIT? They have Reno coming up this weekend as Birdsong stays on the road. Can you believe that? Birdsong's still on the road. Goes from Tucson to Reno. And, of course, we're also updating the NCAA Wrestling Championships for you with five Nittany Lions going to the semifinals. You know, you always hope you can get at least, you know, the hope was to get four there. And the four that you would think would go have gone. Taylor, 32nd pin, Ruth, Molinaro, the 3-1 seeds. I think a lot of people thought that the other guy that would definitely go would be Quentin Wright. Nico Megalouzis is somebody who's come through. Kevin called it right yesterday, thought he beat Sanders. Kevin was absolutely right, he did. So, big wins today, and Penn State has a huge advantage right now, 78.5-57 over Iowa in the race for the team championship and a second consecutive national championship. I mean, they are rolling, but now they have five guys that are still in the running to win individual national titles. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. And let's get everybody up to date on the scoreboard today. Cincinnati won today as they held off Texas 65-59. NC State beat San Diego State 79-65. Alabama leads Creighton 50-46 with 7:11 to go.
But Creighton's looking better in that game right now. They hit a big three-pointer a few minutes ago, and a beautiful inbounds underneath their own basket. The defender for Alabama, not even paying attention, bounces it off his back in the inbound, lays it up for an easy two.
Right. That's the old Titus Ivory play. Titus Ivory was the best I ever saw at that. He scored so often off of that, where he'd throw it off the defender's back and then get the ball back himself and score. And also Doug McDermott for Creighton is one of the truly great scoring guards in the country. The father is the coach's son. And also, St. Bonaventure leads Florida State 17-10 with 11:50 to go in the opening half in Nashville. Florida leads Virginia 32-22, Gators by a dime with 10 to go opening half. Talked to Girardi today. He was driving back from Pittsburgh, called me this morning. He was at the Syracuse game. He and I made comments about the one particular official who made a couple of calls that he and I feel has never inspired confidence for us when he's been in the building. But we talked about that. And that, again, it was the opportunity, but like, his observation that Asheville was not reacting well down the stretch anyway. They were not, and it really was evidence there at the end where they were taking so much time to try and find a shot. When you have to understand time, score, situation, and Asheville was not understanding time, score, and situation very well in yesterday's game. Now, Syracuse, meanwhile, was just sleepwalking their way through the darn thing. You know, just could not, just never, he said, just never seemed to be into what was going on. He didn't even bother going to the Gonzaga-West Virginia game last night. He went back to the hotel and wrote because he and I both felt the same way.
I thought it would be a little closer, though.
No.
Unbelievable. I mean, that wasn't even in doubt from the moment the tip went up.
That was one of the easiest picks I made in the whole thing.
Thank you for not bringing out the fact that that was one of my upsets as well.
Yeah, but a lot of people looked at West Virginia as Kevin Jones is an excellent player. We know that. But they're playing five freshmen. And right now, their organizational structure, okay, is not that great at West Virginia. And I don't just mean the players. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show, your calls in a few moments here on WKOK.
Get comfortable in a new Lazy Boy recliner during the bonus coupon sale going on now at Plaza House Furniture. Shop the area's largest selection of Lazy Boy furniture and save on chaise recliners just $3.99. Big Man's Aster recliner just $5.99. Save $80 on the Clark reclining sofa, now just $7.49. And save on a beautiful leather recliner, just $6.99. Plus, save even more when you go to plazahouse.com and type in keyword KO, where it says get $25 gift certificate. You'll get a gift certificate that's as good as cash. As always, get free delivery on any $3.90 purchase or more, plus 0% financing is available during the bonus coupon sale going on now. Look for the flyer in your local paper.
It's what life is about. Come on over to our house, where the value.
Plaza House Furniture, Routes 11 and 15, Sealands Grove, and Route 11, Bloomsburg.
Nissenberg Bank and Trust. Leave your future to us. See what Nissenberg Bank can do. Because we're the bank that works for you.
Spring is all about new beginnings and fresh starts. It's the best time to plan new home construction or updates to your current home. I'm Brian Knights, Shamokin and Dam Office Manager at Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. Our experienced lenders will take the time to listen to your needs and recommend the right mortgage product to fit your budget. Begin to live your dreams. It's a buyer's market and mortgage rates are at all-time lows. Call the nearest Mifflinburg Bank and Trust office to speak with an experienced lender, or for added convenience, begin the application process at mbtc.com. At 140 years strong, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust remains a community bank committed to provide our customers with innovative, convenient services. Our offices are located in Mifflinburg, Lewisburg, Milheim, New Berlin, Shamokin Dam, and at mbtc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hospitals transform lives and communities. I'm Dr. Glenn Steele, President and CEO of Geisinger Health System, with a continuing discussion on improving health care. When we talk about hospitals, we usually talk about access to health care. We should also be talking about jobs. In most communities, hospitals are the largest employer. Take Geisinger, for example. In the past decade, Geisinger has added more than 6,000 employees. In fact, more than 14,000 people work in our hospitals, clinics, health plan, labs, pharmacies, and offices, and they all have a steady income and good health benefits. Add to that the additional dollars they spend in grocery stores, retail shops, and restaurants, and the economic impact is huge. In this era of high unemployment, foreclosures, and business failures, it's important to note that advances in healthcare and the facilities that support them can also build the economy. A healthier America is within reach. For Geisinger Health System, I'm Dr. Glenn Steele.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking? For you. Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say.
Right. Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
While America is riveted on the NCAA basketball tournament, and many in our era riveted on NCAA wrestling in St. Louis at the Scott Trade Center, Kevin Herr continues to be riveted on something that won't have any effect on anybody until August.
I wouldn't say that. It's going to have an impact on some teams by the time draft day rolls around. Because if you can sign Peyton Manning, you may not have to worry about a quarterback as much as you would have to worry about getting him somebody to throw to. And right now, there is a mystery team involved in the Peyton Manning opportunity. The Peyton Manning poker game, I'm going to call it. And that is the 49ers are reported to be one of the teams that have shown some interest.
Well, the 49ers would be one NFC team I think he'd have to consider because you, what you have to do, Florida State, by the way, is climbed back to within a pair. It's 22-20. Thus, the early her panic is slightly alleviated. What Peyton Manning wants without actually knowing him is, look, you get to a certain stage in your career, he's made a lot of money. I mean, he made $172 million out of his Colts contracts over the years between two bonuses and contracts. And that doesn't include the money he's made from television commercials and so forth in his lifetime. He's made his money.
Well, he's made almost as much money in commercials as he made last year in salary.
That's right. That's fine. Okay? So my point is that he has won a Super Bowl in his lifetime. He wants to win another one. So which program, obviously, you know, he's not going to do this. He's not going to take a vow of poverty to do this. So he's looking for, obviously, the right number. But also, which program opens the door to him getting to the Super Bowl? Arizona does not. Okay? Denver is in a relatively easy division. Oakland's its usual mess. San Diego underachieves and still feels that Norv Turner is the answer. And Norv, to his credit, everywhere he's gone, to his credit, never has been. And Denver is the reigning division champion, which means they got there based on a really strong defense. You can talk about Tim Tebow all you want. Look, I think Tebow's a marvelous young athlete. Tebow is a credit to the game, and Tebow is great for the image of the National Football League. And when he needed to, made some plays down the stretch. But he's only in his second year, and he has a long way to go before he's an elite NFL quarterback. Right? A long way to go. Right? I mean, Denver becomes a better team, for example, if Joe Flacco is their starting quarterback, who's a good, functional NFL quarterback who can make some plays. Tebow's not there yet, but again, he's young. He's only in his second year. But with a great defense, pretty good running game, Manning might have a pretty good road with that particular program. Tennessee Titans went down to the final weekend last year with a chance to get to the playoffs. Didn't quite make it in there. Now, I believe they just signed Steve Hutchinson, didn't they? Which is a great move up front. Now, that's something Chris Johnson will not be holding out this year. So they get a full season out of him, including a full training camp.
Steve Hutchinson, a Titan.
Yes, that's what I said. He signed with Tennessee.
I'm agreeing.
And so they're a team where Houston now is the team to beat. But there's a road for them. And the AFC has a lack of depth of outstanding teams. So you could make a move quicker in the AFC. San Francisco is interesting. I think that if you're talking about an NFC team that he would go to, that would be the one because they really are on track to get to the Super Bowl.
That means Smith is going somewhere else. He's an unrestricted free agent. If they were to pick him up, I don't think they'd have both of them, do you?
No, you would not keep both of them.
And here's the only problem I have with Denver, and I know we're running close to the news here, but the only problem with him going to Denver is that's a completely different offense. They're going to have to revamp that offense around Peyton Manning, and I'm not sure what quarterback you put in the number two slot at that point because it can't be Tebow.
Well, of course it can't be Tebow.
Well, it's not the same quarterback is my point.
Right, but everybody runs the same offense in the NFL. It's not quite... Only Denver runs a different offense. Believe me, it'll take the Denver coaches about 18 seconds to come up with a playbook that they're actually used to.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Central Pennsylvania, it is great to be with you on this beautiful spring-like day in late winter. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Next week, we'll have Mark Brennan from Fight On State on the show. Brian Tripp, Lady Lion basketball analyst from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ron Musselman, formerly of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, now at statecollege.com. So we have plenty of guests coming up next week, as next week is the week where it's the final week before spring practice. Spring practice for the Nittany Lions starts a week from Monday. Let's get you up to date on the scores before we go to the phones at 1-800-795-9565. And before we get there, Cincinnati beat Texas 65-59. Her in depression. NC State beat San Diego State 79-65. Her in depression. Creighton right
now. No, wait. Did I had that one.
You had NC State?
Yes.
Okay, well done. Creighton beat Alabama 57. Creighton leads Alabama 57-55 with 33 seconds to go in Greensboro.
Okay, now I'm in depression.
Creighton is up by a pair with 33 to go. Now, Alabama's the one that just scored, though, so Creighton's going to have to go to the line. Florida leads Virginia 45-30 with about 13 minutes to go in the game. St. Bonaventure leads Florida State 28-24 with 4:20 left opening half. And Georgetown leads Belmont 16-12 with 11.5 to go in the first half of that one. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Let's go to the phone lines. Welcome to the show. Who do we have with us here today?
Hi, it's Mike from Winfield.
Mike from Winfield. Hello, Michael. How are you today?
I'm great. Switching gears a little bit, back to the wrestling, local wrestler Spencer Myers, I was wondering if you had any updates on how he did today.
Spencer Myers.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, Kevin will check that for you, and we'll make sure that we get Spencer Myers on there for you.
That is my all-time favorite name, by the way. I told him that, too, when he was in high school. Spencer Myers, the best sports name ever.
The only thing better might be Spencer.
Just Spencer Myers just rolls right out. You know, it's Spencer Myers. It just comes right out there without any effort. I always loved that name.
So what are your thoughts on the NCAA Wrestling Championship so far? Mike, we'll give Kevin a chance to look that up for you here.
I'm happy being a Penn State alumni with what I've heard about the team so far. You know, it seems like right now they've got a good thing going, and they're going to run with it as long as they can.
I think they're going. This is going to be a long, long run of greatness here at Penn State in wrestling. It's at the point now where Cale Sanderson is doing what Dean Smith used to do in basketball. He is selecting. He's not just recruiting anymore.
I heard you say that yesterday. It was interesting.
I think that's the way it is now, Mike.
Yeah.
And that's I'm sorry, Mike.
It's
my apologies.
A horrible position to have, right?
Oh, yeah, that's an awful thing to be in where you're looking around saying, I'd like you and you and you and you. Now, what he has to do, now here's the difficult part, is that he wants depth on his team. So how do you divvy up the scholarships when it was at 9.9 is the number? So you have to divvy up the scholarships in such a way where you have depth in your wrestling room as well as the quality you want. So that's the hardest part for him because so many people want to wrestle now at Penn State.
Right. And you also mentioned yesterday that I believe the boy was from Juniata, was willing to take a 1/10 scholarship just to be able to say he wrestled for the coach.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's the influence he has, and you never know. That kid may end up going through the program and being outstanding. But he wants to wrestle so much at Penn State that he's turned down other opportunities to take about as small a partial as you could ask for. To wrestle with the Nittany Lions because it's Cale Sanderson.
Yeah, and you know that's a huge decision for an athlete to make along with their family with the economics the way it is in the country right now.
Mike, you make an excellent point. I'm right with you, and I think that tells you about the draw of Penn State wrestling that you're sacrificing additional aid because it's that important to you to be a part of something like this.
Yeah,
and do it. To answer your question about Spencer, came in as an 8 seed, had to wrestle Andrew Delaney, who came in unseeded at 29-2. That tells you how competitive the 285 bracket is right now. Ended up losing that first match, and then in the wrestlebacks yesterday, lost to Levi Cooper of Arizona State, who, by the way, was a 9 seed. So your 8 and 9 seeds end up in the WrestleBacks in the first round. That's how competitive that bracket is right now.
Yeah. Well, Spencer's about as competitive a person as you'll ever meet.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. So, I mean, as a competitor, he'll bounce back.
All right. Well, thank you, guys, and enjoy the show.
Mike, thanks so much. And again, 5 semifinals now for the Nittany Lions in wrestling, Mike. To repeat what we talked about at the top of the show, Nico Megalutis won today. Quentin Wright won. Ed Ruth, Frank Molinaro, David Taylor all won today. Penn State went 5-2 in the quarterfinals today.
Looking good.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Have a good one.
You have a great weekend, Mike in Winfield. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
And Alabama just gave this game away, I believe. A turnover with about 15 seconds left. I'm just telling you what I see.
Oh, listen to you. You know, the game is 40 minutes.
Well, there's only 8 seconds left, and they're going to the line right now with Creighton up by 1.
Okay. That happens.
Although Jones is at the line, he's not the best free throw shooter in the world.
Like, the game's
free today.
The game is 40 minutes. Right? The game is not won or lost. Okay?
I'm listening.
On a play. You have to make a whole bunch of plays, or the lack thereof, to get to that moment. I've got 5.7 million games under my belt. Okay.
And he misses the first.
What is there, 2 seconds left?
Just about, yeah.
Well, if I were him, I'd miss the second.
Well, no, I was a 1-1, so he only had the one. But I think. Did they just commit a foul?
They probably grabbed the rebound. They probably grabbed the rebound and called timeout.
Yeah, it looks like they got across half court and then maybe called the 30. Now they're rebounding again.
Well,
so actually, Bama has a shot to win this right now.
There you go.
And they call another timeout.
Well, of course they did.
Well, they had plenty to work with. I mean, I think they just used their last one now.
All right. So,
2.2. What's your shot? You got the ball in front of your own bench. 2.2 seconds. Where's your shot?
Which side of half court are you on?
Your side. Yeah, you're shooting at your basket. You're on your side.
Oh, so you only have what 35. Feet in front of you, 40 feet in front of you?
Still, with 2.2, it's almost a catch and shoot.
No, it's not.
I said almost.
No, it's not. It's far from a catch and shoot.
Okay.
Are you kidding
me?
What
can you do with it? You're not going to have time to pass, are you?
Well, Leitner at 1.2 caught the ball, put it on the floor, turned and faded away. I mean, you can get in there, get the ball. You can actually make a pass off of that and get a shot.
Well, that was a half court too, and nobody was defending. So, That was a half court pass, and nobody was defending.
You mean defending Grant Hill?
Nobody was defending anybody. No, he didn't have a hand in his face when Leitner shot that. It was a fadeaway at the foul line.
Yeah, but he didn't know anybody was on him.
Oh, okay.
He has back to the basket.
Oh, I'm not taking anything away from the shot. I remember like it was yesterday. It was amazing. I mean,
but the point is that he's cool enough to know that you have at 1.2 you have time to do that. At 2.2 you have time to do that. The catch and shoot is 0.4.
So you're under a second is your catch and shoot, or even under a half second.
0.4 is catch and shoot. All right. I mean, that's the rule. The rule is if it's 0.2 or 0.1, well, you can only get a tip in.
Well, now they're judging how much time is actually left with the timeout, and they may have a little bit more time.
Well, if they have more time,
not that it matters.
Time.
I mean, 3/10 of a second, maybe.
Sure, it does. It always matters. Okay, if you get to 2.5 now, in that 2.5. You may be able to get yourself an additional pass on a touch pass to a shooter to snap it off at the wire. It doesn't have to just be in the hands of one person.
Yeah, I'm watching the replay now. And the official calls timeout, it looks like, with 2.8.
That's huge.
Yeah, well, that's a big difference. 0.8, 0.2, now that I'll give you being a big difference. 0.2 to 0.5, I don't know if is as much of a difference.
So, I mean, they've got a shot now.
Now, here's the question. It's usually the whistle in college is hooked up to the scoreboard to stop the clock.
Mm-hmm.
What would cause the delay in that case?
Just the mechanics of it.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking because, you know, doing a lot of high school games, you don't have that issue. It's called hometown clock, road clock.
Right. And here's the other part, too. The scoreboard in the arena is not the official clock. All right?
Okay.
The official, okay, in terms of whether he's released it or not, is the light on the backboard.
Oh, you're talking about whether it's the end of the game or not, or yeah, end of the half. Okay. Right. I thought you meant, well, like, now, in the middle of the game, who has the official clock then?
Official clock is up on the scoreboard. Is up on the backboard.
Okay,
that's the official game clock. Okay, the clock that's in the arena, that fans see up on the middle board, they see the ribbon board, that's just being run by the guys. All right, but it's the clock on the backboard. Okay, that is the official clock.
Well, they added 0.2 seconds, so it's 2.4 now.
All right. But in terms of his ability to get the shot off, right, the key is the light on the backboard. Okay, the light on the backboard, right. if that is red and the ball is still in your hand, it is no good.
Top right? of the key three, that... short. Creighton wins it, 58-57. No good look at the basket at all. Great defense by Creighton. They let nobody inside.
Good. Bill McDermott's a good coach. Creighton's a good program, by the way. Creighton's been ranked in the top 25 all year for a reason. And the McDermott kid, who had 16 today, you know, remember, this is a step forward for Alabama. Alabama was in the NIT last year. I believe they played in the championship game against Wichita State. So they get to the NCAAs in Anthony Grant's second year. So, I mean, that's a step forward for them to get to this point. Creighton actually is a little more established than Alabama at this moment. Now, down the road, will Alabama be a better program? Potentially, they can be a better program. SEC, plenty of talent down south to deal with. But Creighton, to its credit, has been a good program for a while, whether it was Dana Altman or now McDermott coaching them. They've been a good program. St. Bonaventure leads by 6, waning seconds opening half. And I believe they're playing in Nashville. Right now, Florida's cruising along 55-34 of Virginia. That one is over. Her had Virginia in the Final Four.
I did not.
Okay, and Bonnies are going to go to the break. Mark Schmidt's team is going to go to the break up 6. So Florida State's getting a dose of what the Atlantic 10 got. Georgetown now is a nice, cushy 11-point lead over Belmont, 26-15.
You know, you and I both agreed on that one, that we liked Belmont.
Yep, I thought Belmont was going to give them, because Georgetown has not been, Lewis Johnson's interview, Mark Schmidt. Schmidt's coaching now in Olean. He still has that deep, thick Boston accent.
Sounds a little out of place.
Schmitty played at BC. Our number is, and he is a great guy. He was here for a couple of years. I can't say enough great things about Marco. He's just a good guy. And I'm thrilled for him to have gone from Robert Morris to taking this job now at the Bonnies. And it means a lot to the community of Olean, New York, that St. Bonaventure does well in basketball. It's a big plus, because at their times, I'm sure they felt like they were the last outpost. And they had some great teams over the years at St. Bonaventure, where you go back to the Bob Lanier days, which everybody talks about, but also the Jim Sadlin days. Jim Sadlin won an NIT championship with St. Bonaventure, and Jimmy's a good friend of mine. I can't say enough great things about him. He does so much great work now with Coaches versus Cancer, and you're not going to find a finer gentleman, a better basketball mind than Jimmy Sadlin. And, he won an NIT championship with the Bonnies at one point in his career. All right, our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We'll continue to look at the NCAA tournament, the wrestling championships, while Kevin Herr continues on the Peyton Manning watch here on WKOK.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. And if you want to save big at the gas pump, Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the miles per gallon your wallet is looking for. If you trade your current vehicle that gets 22 miles per gallon on a brand new Hyundai Veloster, you'll save $1,647 per year or $8,236 over 5 years. If you're looking for an all-wheel drive to trade in on, a brand new Hyundai Tucson will save you $3,929 over 5 years. Every Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Hyundai, you'll get an additional set of tires. So what are you waiting for? Trade in your current vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai with the possibility of saving thousands over the next 5 years. Go to sunburymotors.com, hover over new, click on calculate fuel savings, and fill in the rest. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com.
This is Hollywood, where you can celebrate the luck of the Irish Saturday, March 17th at Hollywood on the Roof with $2 corned beef sandwiches and $2 draft beer from 5 to 8 p.m. Plus a live performance with Smooth Like Clyde starting at 8 p.m. Playing all your favorites from the 60s through today, including authentic Celtic songs in honor of St. Patrick's Day. It's all at Hollywood, where the stage is set. And the whole cast is here, from the crowd-pleasing chefs in the kitchen to the movers and shakers on the dance floor, from the dealers directing the action to the blockbuster winners and breakout stars. Here, you've got the lead role, because there's no place like Hollywood Casino. Just minutes from Harrisburg and Hershey. Take I-81 to exit 80. Must be 21 or older to enter the casino or attend concert. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-565-2112 for help.
When you arrive at the YMCA, the first thing that comes to mind is that you and your family belong there. A membership provides so many ways to exercise both body and mind. Connect with yourself, family, and friends in a healthy way with the YMCA membership. From fitness programs to child care to art classes to community volunteerism, your membership goes a long way to make a difference in every day. The Y focuses on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. For more information about the Sunbury Y, call 286-5636, the Milton Y, 742-7321. And for Union County Y programs in Lewisburg and Mifflinburg, 966-4444.
The recent warm weather has created spring fever for the home building professionals at Fogarty Homes. As a result, they're proud to introduce their brand new Spring Now promotion. Spring Now to get great incentives on the full line of Fogarty Homes. Spring Now to take advantage of historically low interest rates. Spring Now to see how Fogarty Homes makes building easy. Spring Now to see how your new home can be completed in 4 months, saving you thousands of dollars. Whether you have a lot or need one, Fogarty Homes is here to help. Visit FogartyHomes.com or stop by their design center on Route 15 in Lewisburg.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Peyton Manning has just had lunch in Denver. It was Aquafina, a ham and cheese sandwich, and some chips.
You know what that means?
Means he was hungry. Exactly. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Five Nittany Lion wrestlers into the semifinals at the NCAA Wrestling Championships, thus guaranteed All-America status. Nico Megalutis knocking off the number 2 seed Sanders from Minnesota at 133 and getting the, or 126, getting the job done. Quentin Wright, the defending national champion at 84. David Taylor in a 30-second pin, who was going through the field like Sherman went through Atlanta.
That's not supposed to happen in this tournament. A 30-second pin this far into the tournament. It's just not supposed to happen.
Eddie Ruth winning again, and Frank Molinaro. So the 3-1 seeds, Molinaro, Taylor, Ruth, along with Wright, and maybe somewhat of a surprise, Nico Megalutis. So remember, he had to beat a 2 to get there. But they have five in. They went 5-2 today.
I just like
in the quarterfinals.
I just like the way Megalutis wrestles. I mean, he wrestles mm-hmm. so smart. He's so it's almost you could use the word stealth to describe him.
Yeah, he is coming to his own, having the tournament of his life so far. Georgetown 7-point lead over Belmont, 26-19. 5 to play in the opening half there. Halftime, it is St. Bonaventure leading Florida State 34-28. Coasting home is Florida. They lead Virginia 64-38. Under 4 timeout there. Creighton beat Alabama 58-57. Cincinnati beat Texas 65-59. And NC State beat San Diego State 79-65. You're up to date. So, those were all the scores, NCAA wrestling and men's tournament. Women's tournament, they'll start play tomorrow. And the Lady Lions will play Sunday at 5:15 when they take on Texas El Paso. And should they win that game, then they would play Tuesday night and possibly against the host school Alabama. All right, so host school LSU, I mean, on their home floor. And then they go to Kingston. Why Kingston was picked as a regional is beyond me. And I say that with all due respect to the good people of Rhode Island, why not Providence? It has a 13,000-seat arena. Why pick a place that has a 7,500-seat arena? And because of the setup you have to have where there's floor space needed for the bands and so forth, you actually have fewer seats. But that's what they want to do. That's fine. So our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Any Peyton Manning updates, this is where you come in.
No, I don't have anything other than the fact that looks like it's going to take $60 million to get Peyton Manning on your team. That's the going rate.
Well, that's what Sunbury Broadcasting paid you to get you on this show. I mean,
exactly.
Bartlett and I are just along for the ride.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. By the way, the population of Kingston is 5,446.
Well, look, I've done games there. Okay. You have to remember, Penn State was in the Atlantic 10 for 9 years. I did all 9 seasons of the Atlantic 10. I did all 9 of them.
5,000.
Now, they used to play at a place called Keeney Gym. Keeney Gym had a stairwell that was almost straight up and down where I had to take the equipment, put it on my shoulder, and kind of like push it up there, get it to the top, and then push it onto the floor there. You were up in the rafters doing the game at Old Keeney Gym in Kingston, Rhode Island.
And, of course, it's like 8,000 degrees up there.
Well, it's in the wintertime, so that never really bothered me. But you're up with the pipes. I had to look up to see the time and then look down under the pipes to see the score.
That sounds like Williamsport at the Magic Dome. Right. That's about the same right. type of view.
They also had a stage at the left end of the court. And one time I joked on the broadcast, I said, you know, if the game really goes sour, they could put on a production of Guys and Dolls and get the crowd back into it.
Now, what did you say the arena held?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan holds 7,647.
You could actually put more people in that arena than live in Kingston, Rhode Island, though.
There's nothing like staying at the Saunderstown Quality Inn. I can assure you of that. Memories. Very cold ones.